4. Project the power of your personal intention. The mastery of this technique is critical to forming a high-power sales team or organization. It is also the secret to reducing stress on the job, creating inspirational leadership, and most important, obtaining personal wealth. Learning how to project your intention of yourself and others can be the difference between frustration and riches. Let me explain it in dog terms. When a dog takes off after a squirrel, a cat, or a ball, it fully intends to get it. There is no trying involved. It is just doing. When they go up to you with their tongue hanging out and drool dripping on your shoes, they fully intend for you to pet them. No question about it. That is their intention. If you as a sales dog think that you're going to charm everyone you meet, you probably will do better than you think. However, if you think that you're going to be a nuisance to the prospect or that you're going to be boring, you probably will be. That is intention. Learning how to project your intentions and expectations can be the difference between wealth and frustration. In other words, what do you expect the response to be from your next presentation? Will they think you're a rookie? Will they think you're truly there to help them find new solutions? Will they like you, hate you, think you're a nuisance? What do you think that they will think? What is your intention? Research shows us that whatever you believe the response is going to be will help to predetermine what the real response is. If you think that you're going to be a pest by making a sales call, you may very well be right. If, however, you think that you're going to be a welcome messenger of critical information, you may be right as well. Your mindset helps to predetermine the results. Not too long ago, my son Benjamin, then age 4, had a dilemma. We were in Singapore during one of our overseas trips, and we were staying in a service department complex in the city. We've stayed there many times because it has a great location and a big pool, and there are always lots of kids for Ben to play with. This place also has a game room with a pool table. Ben loves to play pool by rolling the balls without using the stick. The pool table requires 2 $1 Singapore coins. Ben knows this. On this day, he'd earned his $2 by setting and clearing the table and was excited about playing pool later. Before going to the pool room, we went down to the swimming pool to catch some sun and a little exercise. In typical sales dog style, Ben spotted the soda machine and went for it and bought a Sprite and a Coke. Happy with his purchases, he came back to Eileen and me with his goods. We explained to him that he had just spent his pool table money on the drinks. After a convoluted discussion that only a parent can understand, he was faced with the dilemma of two drinks that were now not nearly as desirable as his beloved pool table. A few moments later, I heard a loud pounding sound. It was Ben trying to shove the cans of drink back into the machine in the hope of getting his money back. After calming him down a bit, we made him realize that his only option was to somehow exchange the drinks for money. The light went on, and you could see his little blue eyes survey his territory with laser-like precision. Young couple, poolside, lock and load. They had no chance. I do not know to this day if they even spoke English. He raced over to them, set the cans down, and began his pitch. I could not hear anything, as he was too far away, but I watched in amazement. They obviously understood that he was offering the cans and that he wanted money in exchange. And judging from his gestures, I think he was also explaining why he needed the money. At first, they shook their heads, but his intention to sell those drinks was undeniable. From the outset, there was no fear, no hesitation, no fear of looking foolish, only the pure intention to get them sold. I watched from a distance and laughed to myself. What a sales dog. Ben had the mindset that he would not be denied. Finally, I watched in proud disbelief as they handed over the cherished coins. Ben even offered to open the cans for them so they could enjoy the drinks immediately, showing traces of the retriever. With coins in hand, he happily skipped back to us to tell us with delight of his accomplishment, leaving two refreshed customers in his wake. That is intention. He had no doubt that he would sell those things. Months later, he's still that way. He will persist and persist and never give up because he knows that sooner or later he will find a chink in our armor and we will agree to his requests. All kids are sales dogs. Bones for managers regarding expectations and intentions of others. What is your expectation of your kennel? Whether you ever communicate it or not, that expectation will show itself somehow or other. Your intention or expectation of the performance ability of others will also partly predetermine their results. If you were to rank each of your sales pups with a number from 1 to 10 in terms of their potential for success, what would those numbers be? If you ranked someone with a 3 or 4, you have already, in part, predisposed him or her to that level. It will show up in your management style and attitude and in their performance results. Unfortunately, this also happened in school for many of us. Teachers hung invisible numbers on our foreheads. What numbers were hung on you? Did you believe them? It is a rare sales dog who overachieves what his or her master expects. Be careful of your intentions and expectations.